too many believers have shallow experience of God because they do not have knowledge of who God is. Your knowledge of God or what you know about God will determine the beauty of your Christian experience. If Christianity is frustrating, it's because you don't know God. If Christianity is not interesting, it's because you don't know God. I say, no, other such things, it's not so interesting. You don't know God. Because if you know God very well, you will know that Christianity is beautiful. It is the only kind of life that guarantees the fullness of God at work in a man. It is the only thing that guarantees fulfillment and satisfaction as long as you are created here on the face of the earth. Christianity is never boring, but I met a couple of people who feel like it is boring, and the only reason it is boring to you is because you are also boring to God. If you make the relationship interesting, it will make sense. Am I communicating? If somebody's spouse in a relationship says this relationship is boring, you two are boring. Make it lively. Something will work out of it. So every time people say their relationship is boring, it's because both of you are boring. Boring like mooring. No, mooring is not boring, don't worry. So whenever people say things like that, I get amazed, I get perplexed, because in my personal walk with God, there's not a boring moment. There's not a time where you come around and you feel like there's always an encounter, there's always a move, there's always an experience, there's always something God is willing to teach you per time, or show you per time, or reveal to you per time. And the level of your hunger and pursuit after God, the psalmist says, as the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longs after you. He didn't say, he that comes around the secret place, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty, the person who has found time to know God by himself, the realities of that person's life will be different from those who are just sneaking around and wanting to have an affair with God. God is not a harlot, he doesn't want an affair. God is committed, he wants a relationship. Are you getting what I'm saying now? See how people sneak to go and have an affair behind their partners? They have to sneak and hide. And people do church like that. They sneak. They don't let their neighbor know where they're going to. So they're sneaking and hiding. You're having an affair with God. If those who have affairs with other people, do they have rights to the inheritance, the property, and the realities of those people's life? No, they don't. They're cheats. They're criminals. But you don't want to be like that. You want to have a kind of relationship that guarantees the fact that you can boldly tell anybody that God is my Father and I know him very well, and I believe that whatever I have kept in his hand, I am persuaded that he's able to keep it. I'm not afraid of my life. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of living. I'm not afraid of future. Nothing. Why? Because God has gone ahead of the future. He has walked my past and my present. He has settled the course of my life. So I'm not afraid. But those who do not know God, they live in perpetual fear, and that's why the Bible says perfect love casts away what? Fear. That love is only bettered in the place of knowledge. In 2 Timothy, let's look a little bit here. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Paul said, I know him whom I have believed. I know him whom I have believed. That means I'm not believing something I don't know. I'm not believing a person I don't have idea of. I know this God that I have believed. When people call you and ask you, why are you going to church? What will be your answer? When they call you and ask you, what exactly is it that you're going to church? You know, Pastor Gideon was sharing with us. And you're able to say, you know, God is making something out of me. They may not see it. They may not know it. It may not look like it, but nobody comes and appears before God and stays consistently with God, and nothing is added to your life. The Bible says, for we all with open faces, beholding as it were a mirror, the glory of God, we are changed from one level of glory to another level of glory. Can you tap your neighbor, say, my appearing here is causing a change in my life? Oh, you're sleeping. Can you say, my appearing here is causing a change in my life? My coming here is transforming my destiny. Appearing before God is altering my countenance. Jesus had an encounter with some men that wanted to know him. And when they got to a place, he opened up to them there. The Bible says, as Jesus began to interact with the Father, his countenance changed. And the men were wondering why. They were looking at Jesus, and the Bible says his raiment changed. People may not see it instantly, but can I assure somebody, in your pursuit of knowing God, as you remain consistent, as you keep pressing into him, regardless of what you have or what you don't have, regardless of what you see or what you don't see, some people get tired and they say, God, if you don't do this for me, I'm not going to serve you again. That's a foolish bargain. Whether you are there, God remains God. Whether you're not there, God remains God. Even if he does it, he's God. If he doesn't do it, he's God. So because God is God, I stay guarded in God. No change. My situation does not determine my relationship with God. The challenges around me should not determine the reality of who God is. God is not determined by my situation. He said, behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. I change not. Tap your neighbor, say, he doesn't change. Tap your neighbor, he doesn't change. If you have confessed him, don't change your confession. Don't change it. He doesn't change. So the reason so many people, many believers, never enjoy the realities of our faith is because they really don't know God. You cannot get much from a God that you don't know. That's the reason why every time you have to consult, people who consult all these dead gods, you know, they have to go to somebody that knows the God. The person will now call the God and then she do incantations and all manner of things. So any small thing that the God they call give to them is what they can lay hold of. But our God is not like that. Our God says that we should come before him boldly. Are you hear what I'm saying? To the throne of grace, so that you can obtain what? Mercy, and find grace to help in time of what? Need. So you don't really need an assistant Holy Spirit as a friend or whoever to take you to God. You can access him by your.
Well, you're sleeping, church.
Why must I know God? For time's sake. Number one, the reason why you must pursue the knowledge of God and the encounter and the experience that backs up the knowledge of God is because scripture commands it. The word of God says that we should know God. Why did God say we should know him? Because in Christianity, it's not one of those places where if you don't know, you still begin. No. If you really want to get the best of our Christian faith, if you want to rise to the pinnacle of your walk with God, if you want to experience the fullness of God, you must break out of just being somebody who's coming to sneak into and spy into our liberty, to the person who has come to enjoy our liberty and stay and be part of what we are doing. Tap your neighbor, say, be part of what we are doing. Tell the person, be part of what we are doing. Pursue us as we pursue God. Follow us as we follow God. Press into God with all your life, and he will press all your problems out of your life. Did you hear that? Can I prophesy to somebody, after this encounter today, everything you were afraid of, by the revelation of God, those things will be afraid of you. In Psalm 64 verse 10, the Bible says, be still and know. Be still and know. Be still and know. Somebody say, be still and know. Hey, Yaka, be still and know. The news is everywhere all around, and they're saying all manner of dirty things that does not support the reality of your faith. He says, be still and know. Others are around talking about your marriage, your relationship, talking about what you have and what you do not have. God says, don't engage in any discussion with them. Be still and know. Be still and know. There must be a knowing that is keeping you still. If there is no knowing, you cannot be still. It is because I know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I ask, imagine, or think. That's why when they are shouting, I am still because I know. They say you're not going to succeed in life. Yeah, you're not going to go past a particular level. You're just looking at them and watching them like this. I am still because I. Oh, you're sleeping, church. They just told you that it's not possible. Everybody in your family gets the kind of result they get. And your own is going to be like that. If care's not taken, it'll be worse. But because you know that there is a God that said, with him we believe, we move and we have our being. The God that said, if any man be in him, is a new creation. The old things of my biological life are past. All things are new. So I am still because I... somebody just told you that everything about your life is going to be a mess, that they are watching to see the end of your life, but because you know that they cannot even predict their own day tomorrow, and they are waiting to see the end. Whoever is waiting to see the end must understand that you are serving the beginning and the end. And because you serve the beginning and the end, no man can determine your end. No man can finalize in that case. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, any voice that is saying they are waiting to see the end, may they see Jesus the end. May they see Jesus the end. May they see Jesus the end. In the name of Jesus. When he appears as the end, he ends the trouble. When he appears as the end, that is the end of that situation. In this service tonight, I came to reveal to you the God that I know, who is the beginning and the end. And I declare, whatever has started in your life that has long overstayed, that is supposed to end, I give that situation the red card of the name of Jesus, that is called the end. I tell fibroids, see the end. Failure, see the end. Disappointment, see the end. I command you right now in the name of Jesus, come to an end. Be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted. I'll be exalted above your problems. I'll be exalted above your challenges. I'll be exalted above your fears. Somebody say, be still. Tell your neighbor, be still. What you're worried about is not going to happen. God has got your back covered. Did you say that to your neighbor? Did you just say that to your neighbor? In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9, it says, and you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father. You, my son Solomon, know the God of your father. Somebody say, know the God of your father. Ah, your father. You remember the Bible tells us our father. He said, look unto your father Abraham. You need to know. If you are searching, don't follow people who are confused. Know the God of your father. Do you know the God of your father? Some people do not even understand the covenant that God cut with Abraham, and how in Christ Jesus he has rectified it with blood, the blood of his son, eternal covenant. He said to him, for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with what? A loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of what? The thought. If you seek him, he will be what? Found by you. But if you forsake him, he said he will cast you away forever. Listen to me, tell your neighbor, I'm not forsaking him. I didn't hear you say, I'm not forsaking him. I am not part of those who will forsake him. I will stay with him. In rain, I will stay with him. In the sun, I will stay with him. In summer, I am with him. In winter, I am with him. I don't care what the season is, I am with him. I am so with him, I have forgotten the seasons. I'm so with him, I've forgotten the time. I'm so with him, I'm lost track of every of my problems. I'm coming out and I'm seeing that everything is done. That will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. The 21 people that own that one, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, after these 20 days with him, pursuing his knowledge, his realities, I declare your story is changing in the name of Jesus. I said that story is changing in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, pastor is talking to me. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamt. Like a dreamer, he's turning around things in your family. Like a dreamer, he's turning around things in your family. Whoever has stayed too long in the night season of your life, but all through the night, like Jacob, you were with God. You were battling. You will not know when it is daybreak. I said you will not know when it is daybreak. Because the Bible says joy cometh in the morning. The next news you are hearing is your joy. Oh, you're sitting down, the next news you're hearing is your joy. Go and tell your neighbor, the next news is my joy. 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 Shout for joy. God said we must come to know him. So the first reason why I come to know God is because God said, know me. Somebody say, know me. The Bible says in John chapter 8 verse 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth. And ye shall know what? You shall know what? Can you preach with me? You shall know what? Oh, make it louder. You shall know what? And the truth will do what? Make you free. And listen to me. The truth is not just an ideology. The truth is not theology. The truth is not a human concept. The truth is who? A person. Somebody said the truth is a person. In John chapter 14 verse 16, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So when he says, and ye shall know the truth, he's saying you shall know who? Jesus. And Jesus will make you what? Free. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, as your hunger for knowing Jesus increases, everything that has held you before, you are free from all of them. You are free from all of them. In the name of Jesus. You cannot know Jesus truly and be stuck with an addiction. You cannot. You don't know him. You have not known him. That's why I'm teaching this morning. You cannot know Jesus truly and be stuck with an addiction. Your level of knowledge is still small. You have not seen a part of him. There is a part of him that you will see. Those things will just fade. You wake up and you're like, what happened to me? Because you have known something about him. Am I talking sense here? I pray that fasted is not a guarantee that you are pursuing the knowledge of Jesus. That's just some of the things you should do. But the question is, how are you doing it? Let me move fast. Number two, why you must know Jesus. Knowing God, rather, makes you stronger and position you for a life of what? Exploit. Knowing God makes you stronger and position you for a life of what? Exploit. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, he said some people will do flattering things against the covenant. He said, but they that know their God. He said, when people know their God, we know the results of their life. When people know their God, we can tell you what will happen in their life. Daniel said, what will happen is that they will be what? Strong. And they will do what? Exploit. They will be what? Are you not preaching with me? They will be what? And they will do what? Exploit. So the reason why many believers are not strong is because they don't know God. They don't know God. If you know God, you'll be strong. Let me explain this to you. You see, people struggle about the holiness of God and staying in that place of holiness. And like I said, if you know God as a holy God, you know about him. You don't know him. If you know him as a holy God, everything that is unholy, you'll be hating them. The knowledge of God you know will begin to enter into your system and purify your thoughts. Have you read the Bible? It says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So when you see it, it's difficult to be holy. But when you stay and say, be ye holy as I am holy, I am that is holy, let me know you. Because if you don't know him, you cannot be holy. You will not be able to live that life. He has made you pure by the blood. So the Bible says something, that as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become what? Sons of God. That's a level. Then another level, it says, as many as are led. So that one you receive and they gave you sonship. You didn't do anything more. Just believe me, they gave you. He said the next level of your growth, he said as many as are led. Because if you are led in the place of knowing God's holiness, and you read the book of Revelation, and you see how the angels and the 24 elders bow down, and they are shouting to before the throne of a God, and the thing they shout is holy, holy, holy. Ah! If an unholy thing comes around you, you'll be running. Holy, holy, holy. As the thought of pornography comes, you are going holy, holy, holy. Your wife just left the house, and all of a sudden, somewhere around the line, the office, somebody shows around, and the woman is bringing some unholy things around you. Because you know a holy God, you don't stay away from adultery because you know you love your wife or you don't. It's just part of the whole story. It's because I serve a holy God. When you know him as holy, you position yourself as holy. Because he said, be as I am. So when you see people doing things anyhow, living anyhow, they don't know God. They go to church. Going to church is not guaranteed that you know God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can know about him. You can know about him. And sometimes people come to church and choose what you like. Pastor said, I like this one. I don't like when that pastor talks. I just laugh. But when you know God, when God says to you, I am God, beside me there is none other, and a problem is standing before you, you will not be seeing the problem. What you'll be hearing in your mind is, I am God, besides me there is none other. That's what you'll be hearing, because you know God. But when you don't know God, you say, I'm afraid of, I don't. Am I communicating? Is somebody getting my gist? You will never have to fight certain things in your life again when you start knowing God. You know why? The knowledge of God will breathe in you confidence to rise. The Bible says it very clear. He said, he that falls in the day of adversity, his strength is small. What strength? The strength of his knowledge of God. Oh, shallow. The Bible says it's made of an inferior material. So you must ask yourself, what do I know? Any area of your life where you are having problem, the problem is that you don't know something that should overcome it. You don't know something about the dimension of God that can counter that problem. Am I communicating, church? So there is something about the dimension of God that can deal with a dirty life, a lascivious life, an unholy life. When you know God as His Royal Highness, His Holiness, Prince of Peace and King of Kings, His Holiness whose eyes cannot behold iniquity, you will not only want to run away from iniquity, you too, you will not be able to behold iniquity. It's a level. Now, I don't think of adultery. I don't think of fornication. You know what I think of? I think of lusting after a woman in my heart. You don't understand what I mean? It's difficult to conceive the act of sleeping with a woman. It's not. If the thought try to pass, it will fly. What I ensure I do is to guard my heart so that I don't lust. Because that God, there's a level you work with God. He's checking motive, not the action now. Babies deal with action. Mature people deal with motive. Why will I do this? There's a knowing of God in His holiness. Say still, how? I don't understand. Still what? How? I will leave my house and I'll be looking for something to steal. No, it doesn't make it. How does that make sense? I will be training myself so that I will not be covetous in my nature. Because it is covetousness that will bring the action of stealing. But for a new person, you are afraid of stealing, you are afraid of pornography. No. I can stay with my phone for 20 years and not check anything. What's the problem? I have deadened the path of that urge. Why? My urge is not as strong as my knowledge of God. You didn't get that? The day your knowledge of God becomes stronger than your urge, your urge cannot drive you to go against the knowledge of God. Glory, you know, all the prophetic words and the meetings and everything, and I'm trying to cautiously guide so that all these things you have received will not be wasted in just 5 minutes, wasted in just one misbehavior. Say, I prophesy today that God is opening your eyes. You will get to know Him better. Somebody didn't say a louder amen now. You're a little quiet on me. Can you say louder amen? Yes. Number three, the knowledge of God breeds trust and confidence in His ability. Trust, confidence, total dependence on Him. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4. Let's do this fast. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4. The Bible says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard or perceived by ears, nor has the eye seen, and any besides you who asks for the one who does what? Waits for Him. You ask for the one who does what? Wait for Him. So when others are in a hurry, you are not in a hurry. Why are you not in a hurry? I know God that He acts for those who do what? Wait on Him. Everybody's running like a mad goat and you stay where you are. They say, why are you staying there now? You say, I know God who does what? Look at it now. Can you put it on the screen? Control room. Don't remove it. We're not looking at the heavens. We're looking at the scripture. He says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard or perceived by the ears, nor has the eye seen any beside God who acts. So others are acting for themselves. For me, I am waiting for the one who acts. It's a knowledge. So everybody's acting themselves. They're rushing. They go and marry by themselves. Who nobody sent them? You are waiting. 5 years down the line, 15 years, 20 years down the line, they are running back for repair. By that time, you have gone too far by supernatural speed. Because you waited for Him. You have learnt in the school of the Spirit that it is not about the person who starts running first. It's the person who is carried on the wings of the Spirit. He acts for those who wait. So while they were shouting and making noise, and as they were shouting, all of them were making noise. That day, Anna had always been doing it so that she can impress Peninnah. Anna has always said, I will show this woman. I will show her Pepe. She called me man yesterday. She will know that I am a woman. The day Anna changed her approach and said, see, Peninnah, go. If you want to give her to 1 million, give her 1 million. That's your nonsense business. And she just turned to Shiloh. I said, this Shiloh, we are going this year. Let me change my method. She now encountered God at Shiloh as Anna, who knows that God can solve it. So when she stayed there, I don't want to read it now. Maybe later we'll get there. When she stayed there and her testimony broke forth, he said, the woman, the one who had many, has become feeble and weak. But the one that they call barren has now become the mother of many. Why? She waited. One child of Anna made more sense than all the children of Peninnah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Part of the things that 20 days of glory should teach you is that there are people who through faith and patience. Now when we teach faith, we always take patience out of it. Part of the sign that you trust God is not only faith, but what? Patience. He will keep in perfect peace those whose hearts are stayed on him. So others are running. As they are running on their knees, you are running on your knees. They are running on their legs, you are running on your knees. You are there praying and your knees going ka, 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 ka. They are running physically, but you are running spiritually. If I run spiritually, you run physically. Who will win? Because you know God. It builds your trust. Somebody say it builds your trust. Why did Abraham sacrifice Isaac? The Bible says in the book of Hebrew that Abraham believed that God had the ability to raise him up again from the dead. Hello, did you hear what I just said? So at the time Abraham was carrying Isaac to the place where he would slaughter Isaac, the reason he took Isaac there, the reason he put Isaac on top of that snake, is that he believed that if it is to kill him, I will kill him. But the God that I know, he is Elohim Adonai, the creator God. He will create an Isaac again in place of this Isaac. So fear disappeared because he knew God. Everything that has taunted your life, everything that you are afraid of, everything that you are intimidated by the revelation of the knowledge of God, your fears are disappearing in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you say it louder. Amen. Let me share one more with you, then I'll move to the next thing I want to share before we cross time. Okay. What I did is that I have 12 points. I'll share 6 in first service, 6 in second service. So they're going to be different services. Amen. Number 6 of this one. Knowing God facilitates your spiritual growth. Can you hear what I'm saying? Knowing God does what? I didn't hear you. It does what? It facilitates. It enhances your spiritual growth. Now, you cannot know a person. Some people say that, I saw this person. I just love the person. You're a liar. You're a very big fat liar. See, you cannot love a person you just seen for the first time. You only attracted. There's something they did that you were attracted to. Say, how did you meet your partner? Immediately I saw her, I just fell in love. You're not okay. If we probe into the matter, we'll know that you were not very okay that day. You were lost. See, listen. You cannot love a person you have not known. The only way you love people is when you walk with them. Then they reveal a dimension of them. Somebody can reveal a dimension you like today. If you stay longer for 2 months, you carry your bag and run. But you love the person the first day. Love never fails. So how did that one fail? Because love takes time to build. Love takes time to build with knowledge. It takes time to say, I want to know. I want to see. I want to be able to see the bad side and say, I will cope. That's love. Oh. It's all these things that people do. They just run, 2 months, 3 months. I see you. I like you. I know. You. Marriage becomes sweeter the longer the merrier. You look at your... See, many people here, many people understand what I'm saying. You see, when you marry somebody and you see all their face, ge-ge-ge, all their body, ge-ge-ge, all the setting, ga-ga-ga. By the time they do 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, boom. And the body goes ga-ga-ga. And the thing, your eye used to look more as well like this. You will now know whether you still love. Whether you were loving was the... What you were loving was the physiognomy or you were loving the person. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You came to church. We made an altar call. And while we're making the altar call, under this powerful atmosphere of the Spirit, everything was happening around. And the same minute, you just felt love in your heart. It's not you loving God. It's God loving you. So that love you felt first was God loving you. As you start to grow, you too will learn how to love God. And part of the way you learn how to love God is there's some things you will ask, you will not get it. Hello, honey. I need to buy this. I need to buy that. Relationship. Bye. We enter the marriage. We cook. We do this. We do that. Honey, I need to buy that. Hold on. And I need to buy. Hold on. Sorry. I don't know. Do you really love me? I do. But why are you not doing all this? Look ahead of us. Can you see that land there? We want to buy it, not to buy bag. So delay your gratification for the bigger things. There are many bigger things God is planning for you. That's why some things here are delaying. Can I prophesy to somebody? May the delay of the present moment not quench your passion for God. May it not quench your desire for God. May it not stop your love for God. In the name of Jesus, tap your neighbor, say, I am knowing God. There's a level you know him, you are not shit. They that put their trust in God, they are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Things are moving, but you're not moving. Because your God is steady, he's static, he's unshaken. So you look at your situation, he said you will come to pass, but God will not pass. Heaven and earth will pass, but God will do what? Remain. I don't want to train people who will be babies for life. You will grow. You will look back and treasure this moment and say, wow, I learned very well. Am I communicating to someone here? He says, grow in grace. Grow in grace and in the knowledge. So people get born again, and 2 months down the line, they do this, they do that, and they say, I'm really tired. I thought that after I got born again, all my needs will be met. Your first need was met. Your eternal need has been met. He has given you eternal life. The things on the face of the earth, they are called all other things. And they will be what? Added. Added. Didn't he say all of them will come at the same time? They will be what? Added. Added is like this. Added is like this. Added is not Bukwero. Does it make sense to you? How do I know God before I close? Number one, you know God through scripture. Someone say scripture. I didn't hear you. Can you say it loud? Through scripture. Tell your neighbor through scripture. Say it loud. Through scripture. The word of God reveals who God is. The word of God reveals the character of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be what? Ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of what? Truth. So when I'm studying to show myself approved unto God, as a workman that will not be what? Ashamed. In other words, if I don't study to know, one day I will be what? Ashamed. The reason many people experience shame and they don't have glory is because they don't study to know. Do you know how many people get born again every year and they will never go through discipleship training? They will not learn anything. And they have not learned certain things. There is a topic I just added in PFLA recently. I put it somewhere under it. The believer's journey of faith. Child of God. There is a journey of faith where you don't see anything, you are still trusting God. They didn't tell them when they got born again. So because they didn't read the Bible and they didn't see it either, any little challenge they are running out. No! You didn't come to God because you're going to do boyfriend and girlfriend. You can leave your boyfriend and carry your bag and run. If it's marriage, they go now. Who return your bride price? Think they return bride price by sending it through internet banking. All the elders will gather. Family will gather. They'll do meeting on your head. When they finish the meeting, if you say, send it to my brother, they say, now your brother marry, come here. It's called commitment. Our relationship with God is a commitment. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So you study to know God. God's word is God himself. Whatever you see in scripture that God did not tell you, that God did tell you that his nature is, don't believe it. Anything that God says, this is my nature, that's what you must believe. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness. The word of God will rebuke you. It will correct you. It will train you in what? Righteousness. How many of us have been to training before? During training, does everything look so fast and just like that? No, training is training. You train so that you can reign. But you want to reign before training. Doesn't work. In this kingdom, you train so that you can do what? Reign. Anything they give you without training, you will lose it like rain. the Bible, Jesus is revealed. The Holy Spirit is encountered. When we begin to study the Word of God, we know Him as our Lord, our Savior. In the Bible, we see the wisdom of God and the power of God and learn how to walk with it. When you stay and start reading the Bible by yourself, the devil will not let you read the Bible. He will not let you study it, because he knows that when you study it, you will overcome certain things in life and he will lose you for life. So every time you want to read the Bible, you feel sleepy. Every time you want to read the Bible, you feel tired. Why? The devil knows that the solution to your permanent inheritance and glorious reigning is where? In scripture. Somebody say scripture. I didn't hear you now. Are you tired on me? Can you say scripture? In the Bible, our faith is teared up as I read the story of Elijah and I see what Elijah did, how he killed the prophets of Baal. That's how I see when challenges come. I tell myself, if Elijah could kill them, I can kill them. I read the story of the Bible and I see how Sarah was there and God showed up for her. Some things delay in my life and I don't run away from God. I say, God, if you don't give me, I'll run away. No, if Sarah could wait, I would do what? Wait. I read the Bible. I see the story of Job and I saw the encounter of Job and I say to myself, I don't know what I'm going through now. But like Job, I am saying, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he will raise me up again. Am I communicating to someone? The Bible says that the things that are there. The Bible says the things that are written in scripture, they are there for our what? Learning. They are there for our what? Learning. Pastor, it's not possible. It's not easy in this life as I am. But you know, before I would, I read the story of Joseph when Potiphar's wife was strolling with all the beautiful calves and she was just moving around the house. The woman must have been very, very beautiful because Potiphar was a captain and the captains usually choose the kind of wife they want. So the woman would have looked at Joseph and said, hi, Joe, what's up, Joe? Joseph will wake up in the morning. When he wakes up in the morning, he will still have erection, but the erection will not determine his direction. He will say, no. The woman will say, Joseph, did you enjoy the meal I gave you yesterday? He said, ma'am, I enjoyed the meal. He said, yes, there's another meal in the room. Joseph said, no, I don't eat meal in the room. He that dwelleth in the secrets of the Most High, not the secrets of Potiphar's wife. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So because I saw that Joseph could overcome, I can tell myself, I can. Yes, I can. The devil doesn't want you to see the things in the Bible. And guess what? When some of these things are preached in the church, they come strong. If you go back, they'll be stronger. Do you know that many of the prophetic words that have come over us this season, God wants you to go and get scriptures now and say, this thing I have received, you now look for all the scriptures that apply and begin to confess them and begin to declare them, because it is in the Word of God. It is my own. It cannot be taken from me. It belongs to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Scripture is where God reveals Himself. Your future is in the scripture. If you don't feature in the scripture, you will not see your future. So find time so that you can feature every day. You can feast every day in the scripture. Are you still liking me? You don't like this kind of pastor? You know, what did you like? It was my haircut you liked. My face and my shape you liked. You need to like the Word of God coming out of me, because the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Number two way to know God, I will share the third one in the second service. I'll share just two here. So those of you posting online just have to get all the balance for the message. If you post only first service, you don't get the full message. Number two way of knowing God is that God reveals Himself to us to help us to know Him through experiences, especially difficult ones. Somebody say glory. Can you say glory? It's 20 days of glory. Listen to me. If you want to see glory, you must know the story behind the glory. God reveals Himself. Experiences. Somebody say experiences. Yes. You will have certain experiences that will begin to contradict. Every child of God will definitely come to the point in your life where your knowledge of God is not just based on what you read in the Bible alone. It's not based on what pastor taught or what pastor said. God will take you on the believer's journey of faith and He will start leading you by Himself. Did Abraham read Bible? Where's the Bible for Abraham to read? When God told Abraham, come out of your father's house to a land I will show you, was God showing him in the Bible? Can you see that we have better things than those guys? But they did not see Bible. Abraham did not see anything. But the Bible says Abraham believed in God and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. So God said, Abraham, I will class this your faith as righteousness. when they preach and they tell you God is raising you like Daniel in your generation, God is raising you like Daniel, you say amen, amen. Can you enter lion's den? Joseph was the prime minister in the land of Egypt. God made him a prime minister. Can I prophesy to all of you? God is making you prime minister as you are shouting, amen. The reality of prime minister is in front. The process of prime minister will start. Am I making sense? Because prime minister cannot happen until there is training. So God will take you through the process. So as prime minister, remember he did not start that way. He entered prison. If they bring prison, will you still want to be a prime minister? Am I preaching fine this morning? Are you getting my message? Yes, you like what happened to Mary. How God turned the light, the right life of Mary, and she carried Jesus Christ. What if something happens and it happens to you? You don't meet any man, you get belay. They will finish you. All the girls in the street, they will insult your life. Just appear before them and tell them that it was the Holy Spirit. Some people will slap you. Say you are a foolish girl. You like that God used Joseph was in a position taking his place as the father of Jesus. Imagine you are taking your place as father of Jesus, sleep with woman, you know, sleep. You know, sure say if you even perform. So they will mock you, they will laugh at you. But can I tell you the truth? There's glory in the mocking. There's glory. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. For the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have a perfect work in you, so that you will be thorough, entire, lacking nothing. A time is coming in your life where every single experience will turn around to be a story that God works all things together for good to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Tell your neighbor, my experience is making me. My experience is shaping me. My experience is transforming me. My experience is molding me. I'm getting to know God better every day of my life. How will Abraham know God is provider if not that he got to a point in his life where he was crying and shedding tears? How many of you have cried that kind of cry? You want to give something to God. You think God is going to collect what you just... See, let me tell you something. If God wants to collect something from you, God will collect something that you are emotionally attached to. Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Eh? The next thing you are a wicked God, I bind you. Rapatanagabaya. Every voice from the pit of hell targeting the destiny of my son. Be consumed. After your prayer in the night, he will tap you. Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. If God takes something that you are emotionally attached to, would you still serve him? This is the glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I told you I left the time for all my guests to come say many things God has put in their hearts. But God positioned me so that I can keep you and make sure that you are not carrying the things inside the basket, but you are carrying a pocket. If this message stays in your heart, everything that is said, you will see yourself shining the light of glory. How would you know God as healer? How would you know God as healer? Some people, you are sick today where you are, but there is a grace for a global evangelist inside of you. You will never come out as a global evangelist until you have encountered the healer by himself. He heals you. Then you tell somebody, God is a healer. He's a healer by mouth. It's different from he's a healer by act. Rise up on your feet. Second service is going to be another bomb because I'm going to take in two different dimensions. I want to know you more, God. I want to know you beyond the prophetic words over my life. I want to know you into experience. I want to know you into encounter. I want to know you. Today, God said to me in this service that he's going to be revealing himself as Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Anyone who trusts God for healing, you will come here. I've been healed before. I've been healed. I had sickness that God healed me of. You don't know my story. If I tell you my story, you will cry. Any person that God uses sometimes, string, many times, maybe not all, but most of the people that God uses for healing, he has taken them to process. As a little boy growing up, maggot comes out from my bum bum every night. Every, if I sleep like this, maggot in thousands, they'll be coming out, pa, 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 pa. They'll be walking and doing communion garden, societal refreshment and everything from my bum bum. I was dry. I don't have picture till the age of 8. My mom says she cannot snap me. I don't look like something to be snapped.
behind the glory. There's a story. My aunt took me everywhere around Lagos. From normal medicine to Agbo. I drank Agbo as a baby. I was drinking many things. The thing refused to die. One day, when we got tired, I stayed and God showed up and healed me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I know him. And when you talk about God, I say, I know him. My auntie will look at me and say, he said, you don't know it. I said, I know small, because those days, in the, by the time it is 9:30 in the night, they will be trying to come out. I'll be walking like this. To be scratching me. I see something wants to drop. Maggot, sir. You don't like it, but yeah, maggot. The one that is in your dustbin. It's in a human being. But God showed up and healed me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If my mom tells you the story, you cry. Ginger. They will eat ginger. Chew. Pack the water. Pour inside my bumble. You open it. Pour inside. Some of the things will die. Some of them will say, we will not die, but live. And eat upon the destiny of Mavis. Every sick person here who trusts God, you will come and pray with you very fast. Any person in this meeting, you need to know God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Know God by yourself. Let no problem, no situation, no challenge take you away from God. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Shall trouble, peril, trials, temptation, feeding, hunger? He said, no. But in all these things, we are more than conqueror. Lift up your hand and begin to worship God this morning. Just begin to worship Him. Are you worshiping God? Areko subregede nebo shanta ya. Leku segrede nebo shanta. Rakata lava shanta. Can you begin to worship Him this morning? Begin to worship Him this morning. Lambo segede nebo shanta. Rasagada lava regede nebo shanta. Elagada da. Ragazagada da. Leku subregede da. Rasagada da. I know a God who's merciful and kind. He's faithful and gracious. I'm the apple of His eyes. The thoughts that fills His heart. Every morning, noon and night. He loved me when I didn't care. And was patient till I came. Running back into His hand. I can hear you sing it from your heart. Look how He turned my life around. Look how He turned my life. Made me a shining star. A shining light. His glory to reveal. And I will worship.
I will worship Him forever, Lord. Forever.
Because His God is too good. And I will worship. I'm going to be praying for the church as a whole, but I want to pray for those who are sick in body. I know God, Jehovah Rapha. That's why I want to just pray with you briefly. Can you just walk up to the altar? You're sick in body and you want to receive your healing this morning. You want to receive that healing this morning. There's something around you. There is a pain. There is a growth. There is a kind of infirmity, whatever it is, an infection. Just come up. I'm going to pray with you. Jehovah Rapha. Wherever you are, can you pray and say, God, reveal yourself to me. God, reveal yourself to me. God, reveal yourself to me. Everyone here as the healer. Reveal yourself to me as the healer. Reveal yourself to me as the healer. I want to know you. I want to know you. Shata rabata laba regedelebaya. Eriko subregedelebo shandelebaya. Rasata da 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 da. Eleko subregedelebo shandelebaya. Rasata da 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 da. Eleko segedelebaya. Shakataya Barada, Somebody's there where you are seated. You trust God for something. Just make sure you're not disconnected and feel like, oh no, it's for those in front alone. Talk to God from where you are. If there's any other thing apart from healing, can you open up your heart today and say, Jesus, you are the healer. I have come to 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 the healer. Some of you, God say you are standing in for some people. Wherever they are, I believe the God who heals. I believe the God who heals. I believe the God who heals. Eshana da rabadeya, eleko sopataya, ereke de 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 de. Ayana mashata. I had serious ulcer pain until God showed up for me and He healed me miraculously. Erapata ramana gabayadash, ende keswa de libra gadayash. The Holy Spirit is touching those of us in front right now. Just go ahead and say, I receive my healing. I receive my healing, Jesus. I receive my healing, Jesus. I receive my healing, Jesus. The doctor's report is not your report. The doctor's report is not your report. The doctor is a professional. He has said what he knows by the medical profession. But I come to God who created the humans and has all the spare parts available. Rabba denemo shakataya. Leko sobrega de 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 Ranaga barrega de bushanda la bayadash Rasaga da la barrega de bushatele Eleko sobrega de 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 Lata la bada la baya. Can you talk to him where you are and say, mercy? By your mercy, I receive my healing now. By your mercy, I receive my healing now. By your mercy, I receive my healing now. Whether by mistake, whether by Aleko sobrega de le bashata. Whatever the medical condition is, it is reversed on this altar this morning. It is reversed on this altar this morning. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. It is time to show up in your nature as the healer. You cannot do protocol break. There is nothing you cannot do, Jehovah overdo. I go so break. There is nothing, Jesus the healer. Your presence here today touched this life. You told me to pray for the sick this morning. Those who believe in you have come out. They believe in your healing power. Stretch forth your hands wherever you are right now. The great physician now is here. The mighty healing Jesus. He heals the broken heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest in Sarah's song. Sweetest on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Lift up your hands. The balm of Gilead is coming upon every hand here right now. He's touching you. He's touching you already. When Jesus touched the woman, she didn't go back and say, oh, am I? No, she started rejoicing. She started celebrating. She got excited because she knew she had received it. Your testimony is here now and is delivered to you. Whatever the sickness, the infection, the virus, the disease, the affliction, Jesus healed all manner of diseases. As the Father has sent me, He said, so sent I you. I come in that capacity and I administer the healing of Jesus to you right now. Every virus, every infection, every disease, dry up now in the name of Jesus. Dry up now in the name of Jesus. Disappear now in the name of Jesus. That pain, disappear in the name of Jesus. That growth, disappear in the name of Jesus. That infection, get out in the name of Jesus.
By the eternal blood of sacrifice, on the premise of God's mercy, I deliver your healing to you. I deliver that your healing to you. In the name of Jesus, now you are healed. Everyone here, now you are healed. Everyone outside here, now you are healed. In the name of Jesus.
So stepping out here, be rejoicing because God has done it. Listen. Listen. If the devil comes around and tells you there's a symptom, tell him it's a lie. After I received my healing for ulcer, there were days that the devil said, "Ah, can't you see?" I said, "It's not there. Sir, till today." I'm telling you a story of 8 years. I never had to bother my life again. You would say, "Ah, look at your feeling." I said, "I'm not feeling any symptoms. I am what? Healed. You can take my miracle. I am healed. I have it already. I will walk for about 5 years. 5 years. One day the devil said, "Ah, are you sure you're?" I said, "Ah, can't you see? I've not done anything about it. Are you okay? Can you be asking me that kind of question? I am healed now. Can't you see? I'm sick. I should have been somewhere. But I'm healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying?" So you tell this. Now, many of you, the pain is gone already, physically, instantly. Medical conditions that the doctors mention, whatever it is, they have been reversed supernaturally. You are coming back with your reports to say, "Pastor, this is what the doctor said, but this is what Jesus said." And what Jesus said today, as he's saying it now, is that he has delivered that healing to you. As you have received it, it is permanent and it is with you. I say it is with you. It is with you. In the name of Jesus. Whoever on whose behalf you took it by your faith, I declare their healing is delivered also now. In the name of Jesus. When you come back here, come to testify. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, as you go back, because of time, couples in the house, husband and wife, there's a family I saw some very funny things. I'm not going to talk about it, but I don't know what is that family. So I said, I'm going to pray for any husband and wife that comes to church today. I'm going to call them out and pray for them to nullify the activities of Satan and hell. Husband and wife, just walk up to you. Husband and wife, just walk up. Let me pray with you here. Let me pray with you. Walk very, very fast, please. Husband and wife, let me pray with you. I saw something, and God just mentioned to pray for couples today. Peradventure, your husband didn't come to church, your wife didn't come to church. You want to stand in for them, please, you can come. But husband and wife, hold your hands. Wherever you are, husband and wife, hold your hands. It's an agreement. I want to nullify, I want to counter, and I want to establish a new season of glory upon your family. Please, if you're with your spouse, hold your spouse. If your spouse is not here, you can stand in for them. Can you stretch your hands towards them? Can you stretch your hands towards all these families that are standing here today in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one who died and was raised again? The Bible says, "Who is he that declares a thing when God has not spoken?" He said, "Who is he that comes to bring something to pass if it is not God that has said it?" I declare today every agenda of hell against your family to delay certain things, to truncate certain things, to abort certain things. Shante niakosko rete inagoshata. I come by the instrument of the mercy of God, and I agree with you today in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil planned, whether it is accident, whether it's to deprive you of a miracle that you have been trusting God for, today I declare on this altar, your glory is breaking forth in the name of Jesus. Your testimony come out in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of Satan and hell, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You will come back rejoicing. Amen. You will come back rejoicing. Amen. Your testimony and your joy is full. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. God has delivered certain things. Listen. Before you go back, God has delivered certain things into your hands. As you go back now, the things that as a family or as a couple you trust God for, and you say, "God, this is what we have asked this season." Don't ask again now. Start saying, "Thank you. It is done. We receive it. It is done." And you're coming back with your testimony in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. As you close, can you lift up your hands, everybody?
Jesus, this morning, one by one. We are many, but you reach us one by one. Anyone who came here this morning and anything was not mentioned, but it has to do with their lives, their business, their career. Lord, we have known you, and I know they are willing to know you more. By the things that they have heard, I know that they are willing to press more to know you. Lord, I ask that you will reveal yourself to them by giving them answers. Amen. Let it be proofs that will be their testimony. Amen. I declare your proof becomes your testimony. Amen. Your evidence will be that testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Is well with you. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. You want to accept Jesus into your heart? Everybody raise your hand down. Those ones who accept Jesus, raise your hand up. Let me pray with you this morning.